Yeah, we planned, we are initi we initiated this intercropping systems, mainly focusing on southern Great Plains. Southern Great Plains is important, or the dairy industry is the important source of economic. And for dairy industry, corn is the important silage crop, but it needs more irrigation water to complete the forage. In this direction, we are thinking of identifying the new crops or cropping systems which involves less water, less irrigation water, at the same time without reducing the tonnage and quality of the silage. In this direction, sorghum is an alternative forage crops, but forage sorghum is lack of nutritional quality compared to corn. And in this, the sorghum based silage, we can think of increasing the, its quality by addition of legumes as an intercrops. These, as we know, legumes are protein rich. When we add to the significant proportion of the legumes, when you add to the sorghum silage, it may increase the protein content. Then why intercropping system is better than sole cropping systems? In sole cropping systems, we may find like more area between the crop rows in case of forage sorghums. And in case of intercropping systems, we may reduce the evaporation and leaching losses compared to intercropping systems. We can harness more light in intercropping systems. Then success of the forage-based intercropping systems is depends on so many factors, including the species combinations and the population density. The species combination is selection of the component crops is more important, where when main crops and like intercrops should not compete for the resources. For example, when you take cereals and legumes, they should not compete, there should be compatibility, and they should not depress each other. Then population density. The population density is like, when we are interested in increasing the biomass contribution from the intercrops, we may think of reducing the main crops like cereals, like maintaining the same percent population or reducing a little bit to improve the legume contribution. When it comes to time of planting and maturity, crop is most important in the intercropping systems. In forage-based intercropping system, both the plants were planted at the same time and harvested at the same time, combinedly, and put it for silage. And resources availability, like particularly nutrient and water, is also important in intercropping systems. Then comes to crop geometry. Crop geometry is one of the important factors to improve the growth and yield of intercrops in compared to major main crops. With this background, we initiated this field trial with an objectives of the sorghum populations, legume species, and spatial arrangements on crop growth and resource use of different component crops. And individual component crops performance is also evaluated, and influence on the forage quality. This field trial is initiated in 2009 and continued over 3 years. It is conducted at Agriculture Science Center, Clovis, New Mexico. It comes under New Mexico State University. The soil type of the experimental site is Walton and silty clay loam soils. In different years, we planted from May to June. And row spacing, we maintained row spacing at 75 centimeters. The experimental design adopted is factorial split plot design with the main crops and subplots. And plot size is maintained at like 9 by 4.5 meter. The sorghum population maintained at 100% is 250,000 per hectare, and 75% maintained at 190,000 per hectare. And legume species, 100% population of legumes were maintained like 150,000 per hectare. It was throughout the crop growth season irrigated through center pivot system. The treatment details includes sorghum population density at 100% and 75%, and row configuration 1:1, one row of sorghum and one row of legumes, and 2:2, two rows of sorghum and two rows of legumes, and another treatment mixed both sorghum and legumes were mixed at 100% population levels and planted in a single row. In legume species selected is cowpea, lablab, and pigeon pea. These three legumes are different growth habits. For example, cowpea is more of spreading nature, and lablab is viney and climbing to the sorghum plants. And pigeon pea is erect growing and less branching. The trial was planted with a tractor fitted with a GPS system to maintain uniform row spacing. The planter is adjusted for intercrops planting. Initially, we plant sorghum rows. Then, after changing the planter spacing, we plant legumes in between the sorghum plants, sorghum rows. For each row, there is a separate seed cone in the planter. And these are the sorghum rows, legume rows, and sorghum in between legume rows. Method of planting followed is, these are the different row proportion treatments. Mixed treatment is seeds mixed in and planted in the same row. And one row of sorghum and one row of legume. There are six rows of sorghum and six rows of legumes maintained in each plot. And two rows of legumes and two rows of sorghum. In case of 2:2, the sorghum rows were paired at half of that spacing and maintained six rows of sorghum and six rows of legumes in each plant. These are the pictures showing one row of sorghum and one row of legume with the different legumes. These are two rows of sorghum and two rows of legumes. Here, legume seeds mixed with the sorghum at 100% population level. You can see there is a lot of space in between the sorghum rows. Comes to the observations recorded throughout the crop growth period. The sunscan canopy analysis system we used for recording light interception and leaf area index. We used delta T is a sunscan probe for recording light interception and leaf area index. It has two parts. One is one sensor based globe. It is we kept at top of the canopy to record the incident light, and another one is 1 meter row length probe. It has 64 photodiodes. It will give the average of 64 diodes mean values, and we calculate based on that transmitted light at the bottom of the canopy. We'll calculate light interception, and we kept these probe perpendicular to crop rows. Yeah, leaf area index is the ratio of leaf area to the ground land area. We recorded leaf area index with all throughout the crop growth period. These data is 3 years, mean of 3 years. The 75% sorghum population density recorded lower leaf area index, and pigeon PA based intercropping systems recorded lower leaf area index. And sorghum and legume at 2:2 row proportion recorded leaf area index. It lower the leaf area index, it meaning that more light is more solar radiation is reaches to the bottom of the canopy. It helpful for the legumes to growth and legume growth and yield. We observed that 40 to 60 days in all the treatments, there was an improvement in leaf area index in other treatments. And up to 60 days is critical for legumes growth and development. These are light interception. Light interception we calculated based on the incident light and transmitted light. Here we see between population density, sorghum population density of 100% and 75%. More light interception was observed in 100% and lower in 75% and pigeon pea based intercropping systems and sorghum and legume at 2:2 row proportions. The results is indicates that lower the light interception values, more light is reaches to the ground surface, and it will be helpful for legumes growth and development. Another resource, important resource, is soil moisture availability for the component crops. We recorded sorghum and lab based intercropping selected in 2008. We installed Newton probes to record soil moisture throughout the crop growth period. For comparisons, I selected these two treatments, sorghum and legume at 1:1 and mixed row proportions. There was a significant, like there was a difference in soil moisture at the compared to beginning and end of the season throughout the crop growth period, and these are the differences. In case of at the end of the season, we compared row proportion and population, sorghum population levels. There was no much difference between sorghum population and row proportion in with respect to soil moisture. It indicates all the sorghum, all the intercropping systems are equally effective in harnessing soil moisture. When it comes to biomass production, the performance of individual component crops was evaluated by harvesting biomass at different intervals, growth intervals. We harvest, this is the 2009 results. There was no much difference in sorghum biomass yield at, with respect to population levels. But at the end of the season, we may observe significantly difference in sorghum forage yield between 100% and 75%. It meaning that there was the significant influence of population on for sorghum biomass yield. But in with respect to row proportions and legume species, there was no much difference. There was no significant difference. It meaning that these treatments was not significantly influenced on forage yield. So all the treatments gives significantly equal biomass yield. But with respect to legume biomass yield, there was significantly higher biomass yield in 75% population levels and 2:2 row proportions, and with respect to lab as an intercrop recorded higher biomass yield compared to other treatments. Total forage yield, it is the total forage yield average of 2 years. This 2010 data, 2010 total forage yield need to be processed, and once we process, we'll take all the means. And these are the 2 years average data. There was little difference between 100% and 74% sorghum population level at the end of the season, and with respect to row proportions also, and with lab as an intercrop with forage sorghum recorded lower total forage yield compared to cowpea. Sorghum population level at 200% and 74%. Legume contribution was calculated based on the total legume biomass yield to the sorghum and legume total yield. There was a higher legume proportion was observed in 2:2 at both the sorghum population levels, and mixed and 1:1 has relatively lower legume contribution. But with respect to like mixed and 1:1, there was higher legume proportion contribution in 75% sorghum population levels. Then quality parameters at the end of the season, we mixed sorghum and legumes according to the legume contribution proportion. But we have not observed any significant difference in between lab and cowpea based forage mixture. But with respect to row proportions, we observed a significant difference with respect to NDF, IVTD, in vitro dry matter digestibility, and NDF percent digestibility. Even relative feed quality we also observed with respect to row proportion, the significant difference. With this, I conclude my topic. Like, light interception in intercropping systems was increased up to 60 days after planting, and it will be helpful for legumes growth in intercropping systems. Lower level of sorghum population, like 74% population at 190,000 per hectare, helps legumes growth and development. Two rows of legumes between two rows of sorghum gave higher legume forage yield and percent contribution without reducing much reduction in total sorghum tonnage. And lab and cowpea perform better as an intercropping systems with sorghum or pigeon pea. Yeah, we have special thanks to USDA for sponsoring this, funding this project, and technical help from Aaron, Sultan, and Maria, and Jesse. Thanks for your kind attention. And if you have any questions.
Are there any questions?
I mean,
have you fertilized
your plots?
Yeah, based on soil test results. There is no separate fertilizer recommendation. Based on the soil test values.
Okay, so you put further match in
Yeah, based on the soil test results, the whatever the lab recommendation based on the crop recommendation, we are applying that fertilizer recommendation. Our objective is different, like we are not concentrating on fertility levels or fertilizer, like fertility change in the soil. We are concentrating more on the forage yield and quality.
One more. How much water will you add?
It depends on the year, the precipitation. Whenever stress soil we have observed, we are irrigating the plants. But it all depends on precipitation, and it's almost around 12 to 15 inch.
I have a follow-up question on that. One of the onsets was to say, well, if I introduce sorghum, which is a poor quality forage compared to corn,
yeah.
If I add legumes in it, overall, maybe I have a better forage. You have no comparisons to corn silos anywhere in here, do you? And if you talk about water use, by the time you had legumes in here, is there any? Do you think there's going to be any differences?
We are not comparing with the corn water use or water forage quality. We are concentrating only on the sorghum based yield and quality.
We do have other trials where we have corn checked, and we are measuring in that one.
Yeah, this is a part of
I stand up the objective of this trial. We're very focused. But you started off by saying, well, but we think this is a better idea than doing straight corn. That might be true, but if you start using more water, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
No, the water will be, we are targeting, our predecessors, the researchers from Marcellus research, forage sorghum uses less water compared to corn, forage corn. And we are targeting the forage sorghum water level for these trials.
Okay.
And at that water level, can we increase the productivity?
Okay.
That is our interest. And coming to your question, we are trying a number of different legumes. We will get inoculum for all the legumes. So the best bet for us was to fertilize the nitrogen and target about inoculum. That is the best possible.
Thank you.